Okay, let's continue learning Perek Gimel of Maseches Brachos. We're up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet and Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Balkari Maharher Belibo. Balkari, someone who becomes Tamei Maharher Belibo when it comes to saying Kriyashima, he can't say Kriyashima, but he can think Kriyashima. The Bartunur points out that this is a takana, this was a decree of Ezra HaSofer, who didn't want Talmidei Chachamim, holy Jews, to become Tamei, and therefore he said that when it comes to Kriyat Shema, you should not say the words if you are Tamei, rather you should just think the words in your head. Ve'einu mevarech, and says the Mishnah, you may not make the bracha, lo lifanehav lo la'achara, not the bracha before Kriyat Shema, or the brachos after Kriyat Shema. Now the reason for this is because Kriyat Shema, right, Ezra doesn't have the ability to tell you not to say Kriyat Shema at all, because Kriyat Shema is a din d'oraisa, so it's a mitzvah from the Torah, and therefore even though you can't say it physically, you have to at least be able to think Kriyat Shema. But when it comes to the brachos before Shema and after Shema, there Ezra said, Inu Mevarech, you shouldn't make the brachos before, you should make the brachos after, and that's because the brachos are midrabanan. V'al ha-mazon, Mevarech li'achara, ve'inu Mevarech lefana. Continues the Mishnah. When it comes to food, Birchas HaMazon, Mevarech La'acharav, you must make the bracha, not only thinking the bracha, but making the bracha afterwards, namely the bracha of Birchas HaMazon, which, like we said in the previous Mishnah, is a din de'araisa, as the Pasuk says, V'achalta v'savata uveirachta, you eat and you become satisfied, you must then make a bracha. And again, Ezra can tell you not to make a bracha, that's in the Torah. So the bracha after eating, namely Birchas HaMazon, you must make, even if you're a Balkari, even if you are Tamei, but the but says the Mishnah, you should not make the bracha before before eating. That's because brachas before, the bracha Rishona is a bracha midrabanan. So again, any bracha that's de'araisa, the bracha Birchas HaMazon, the tefillah of Kriyat Shema, those are de'araisa, and therefore you should say them even if you're Tamei, even if you're a Balkari, but you should not say them. Say, rather, you should not say any bracha that's midrabanan, whether it's a bracha after Kriyat Shema, before Kriyat Shema, or the bracha Rishon, or the bracha before you eat. Now the Bartanur just points out, interesting to note, that we don't hold like this nowadays, that if a person becomes Tamei as a Balkari, then he does not, he still does make a bracha, he still shows the Kriyat Shema, and that's because it was too hard for people to actually hold by this and not become Tamei, but this does not apply nowadays. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mevarech lefaneim mula acharei, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tana Kama of our Mishnah, and he says, no, that if you're a Balkar, you make the bracha before food and after food, and the Takana of Ezra would not apply to that, the decree of Ezra would not apply, and therefore you would make a bracha both before and after, even if you are a Balkari. Continues the Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. If someone's standing in davening, pouring his heart out to Hashem, v'nizkar, and he remembers, he realizes, shehu balkari, oh my gosh, I'm a balkari, I'm Tamei, I can't be saying the Shemona Ezrei, lo yafsik, you should not interrupt, you shouldn't just stop right where you are, el yikatzer, rather, says the Mishnah, he should shorten each bracha, he should not stop saying the brachos, he should simply say the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha, and he should not say the middle part of the bracha. That's situation number one. Situation number two. Yarad litbol, if one goes down to immerse himself in the mikvah, im yachol la'alos ulehiskasos velikros, if a person's able to la'alos, like aliyah, if a person's able to get up, to go up, and to cover himself with a towel or with clothing and so on, velikros, and to read Kriyat Shema, he realizes, I'm in the mikvah, but I have to say Kriyat Shema. So if he's able to get out of the mikvah, cover himself, and read Kriyat Shema, ach lo tenetzachama, before Netzachama arrived, then yala v'yiskase v'yikra. Then he should get up, he should cover himself, and he should read, and he should recite the Kriyat Shema, because again, he only has the Netzachama, and he must say Kriyat Shema. V'im lav, but if he does not have enough time to get up and to cover himself, again, you're not allowed to say words of Torah, you can't say Kriyat Shema when your body parts are exposed, they're uncovered, so he should either get up and get out and cover himself with a towel and so on, or says the Mishnah, yiskase b'mayim v'yikra, he should cover himself with the water, and he should read. The Bartanura points out that we're talking specifically about water that is dark, because if it's clear water, then his body is still exposed while he's saying Kriyat Shema, which he's not allowed to do. So we're assuming that it's dark water, that it's dirty water, and that's why he's able to go into the water and say Kriyat Shema. Avalo yiskase lo b'mayim harayim velo b'meha mishra. But says the Mishnah, he's not allowed to cover himself with water that's ra'im, that's smelly. Right? You cannot allowed to say kriya shema when you're in a smelly place. O b'meha mishra, or with water that was used to soak flax, a type of wheat that was very, very smelly. Until he dilutes it, until he puts more water into it to make it less smelly. If you dilute it, then it'll make it less smelly. That would be fine. But you're allowed, so the Mishnah is saying that you're allowed to cover yourself with the water, dirty water, to prevent your body from being exposed while you're saying Kriya Shema. But make sure the water isn't too smelly, because you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema when you are in a smelly type of environment and when there's a bad smell. Finishes off the Mishnah, v'kama yarchik mehem in hatsoa, and how much should one distance himself? Well, you're saying Kriya Shema, this is really a situation number three. You're saying Kriya Shema, and you realize that there's feces, that there's poop in the area, and you're not allowed, again, that smells, like we said, you can't say Kriya Shema when you're in a situation that smells, in a place that smells. So how far must one distance himself from tsoa, from feces? Arba amos, four amos. The Bartunur points out that four amos is only if it's behind you, if it's to the side of you, but if the poop is in front of you, then you really can't see you have to make sure not to see the poop at all. Make sure to go somewhere else where the poop is not in front of you, and certainly not within Dalet Amos of you. Quick review. First we learned Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, which taught us about the Takana of Ezra, the decree of Ezra HaSofer, that if a person's a Baal Keri, that if a person is Tameh, he should not recite any bracha that is de'araisa, not birchas hamazon, according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, and even kriya shema he shouldn't say, he should just think it, even though that's de'araisa, but he should not say any bracha that is midrabana, the brachas before, after kriya shema, the bracha before a person eats, a person should not say if he is Tameh. And then Parakim Mishnah Hay taught us that if a person's, there are three situations. Number one, if a person is standing and davening and realizes that he's a Balkari, that realizes that he's Tameh, he should shorten the Shemona Esrei and not say it in the fullest way possible, but not stop either. The second situation, if a person's in the mikveh and realizes, oh my gosh, I totally forgot, I gotta say kriya shema even though I'm in the mikveh right now, he should cover himself with water that's dirty. Or if he can, he should try to get out of the mikvah and recite Kriya Shema that way. And the third aspect of the Mishnah was that a person should not recite Kriya Shema or any Davar Shebikdush, any holy thing, a person should not say within Arba Amos, within four Amos of Tsoa, of feces, of poop. Everyone should have a great day.